This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
As we turn the corner to look at the new words in our lexicon, the words inspired by Gen Z speak, I'll be introducing you to Quincy, a brand influencer and also one of the class of GQ's best dressed in 2022. But let me also take this opportunity to wish my friend Cindy Mabi a happy, happy birthday, friend. You're such a wonderful, wonderful woman, friend and, you know, confidant, and I appreciate you. Happy birthday, my friend. So if you've got children or nephews or neighbors who are in the Gen Z category, in other words, under the age of 25, then you're hearing some words and terms that might confuse you, but you best get with the program, because if you don't know them, you're not considered cool and you might not be able to catch the trends on social media, the conversations and the latest discourse, I say in inverted commas, as younger people around the world get talking. So one of the famous ones is gaslighting. And if you think of gas, for instance, you know it's there, but you can't see it until you strike a match. So when somebody is pretending like something didn't happen, they're gaslighting you. Somebody who just basically stops calling you, ghosting you, when you want to get to know a little bit about the gossip, they're going to spill the tea and then you're going to sip the tea. And there's many, many other terms. But we're telling you about this because apparently, according to the dictionary, I think the Oxford Dictionary has decided to accept gaslighting as a legitimate word in the English language, and it will now officially be put in the annals of history as a genuine word of the modern era. And so next time when you look into your dictionary and say, what is gaslighting? It's now recognized officially as a word that you can use. So maybe when you're writing your resignation letter at work, you say, I am leaving because you've been gaslighting me, and it's not, and it will be considered an official statement from you. Is that not true, Quincy Mojela?
That is very true. Thank you for having me. One question. So you guys are telling me gaslighting was not an official word this entire time?
It's never been. You guys made it up.
I'm finding all of this out today as you're saying all of this.
Okay, so, you know, we have to anticipate that many more of these new Gen Z words are going to make it into the official lexicon. And so we probably should get with the program, we the people at Power 98.7 and our listeners. So we're going to ask you, Quincy, to just kind of give us a catalogue of words, a list of words we should be aware of, and maybe we can use them with our nephews and our own children and even in our own conversations. So first and foremost, Gen Z means the generation under the age of 25. They're younger than millennials, but increasingly they are the numbers that make up the population, the labor force. And so we really need to consider what is the culture of Gen Z, because they're now coming into the workplace and will soon dominate the workplace and the market.
Yeah, that is very true, especially on the language side of things. A lot of the lingo on the Gen Z side has been taking over. To give you a few examples of a few words, no cap is one of them. No.
Which one?
No cap, literally. Those two words.
No cap, like a cap on your head.
Yes, except that it has nothing to do with a cap on your head. It has everything to do with either or not you're telling the truth. As when a person is speaking and then you say no cap at the end, it means the person is telling the truth. If you just simply use the word cap, it means the person is lying.
So Cyril was caught with dollars in his house, no cap.
No cap.
That would be Junior Malinga helping us now with the Gen Z speak. So no cap.
Yes, that's only one of the words.
So no cap, you are telling the truth. Cap, you are lying.
Yes, correct. That is exactly how you put it.
I love this.
So actually, Junior, it's Cyril Ramaphosa was caught with dollars in the house. Uh-huh. He says not true. The judges said cap.
No.
Love it.
I like that.
Okay. Okay, next.
Another one is, well, this is, yeah. So now, when someone looks at something that's funny and they say, I'm dead, it's now it means you're just laughing hysterically.
When what happens, yes. You're dead.
When you see something that makes you laugh and then you say, I'm dead, it means it's making you laugh hysterically. That's what you mean by it. It means literally. Okay.
So that one I've heard my nephew say it because he's a Gen Z. Okay.
Has he said it in a form of Biza Avbob, I'm so dead.
No.
That's how they put it sometimes.
He's just like dead. Oh, Avbob, the funeral parlor. That's how dead I am.
That's how dead I am.
No, just dead. Just dead. Yes. Okay. All right.
So when we're having a conversation and someone says something incredibly awkward. Someone says something incredibly awkward and the person says sips tea. That means you're removing yourself from the conversation. So you're going back in your own corner. You have nothing to do with it.
Okay, and when they say spill the tea?
Spill the tea just means you're giving out the information. It just means now you're telling a person gossip. They're spilling the tea. They're telling you gossip.
And why tea? Why the analogy of the tea?
I may be part of Gen Z, but even I have no idea why that came about. However,
how you spill the tea?
I just know that somehow it just makes sense. I don't, you know, a lot of these words, they don't make sense, but to us, they just add up. They really, really add up. They make a lot of sense. So when someone is spilling the tea, because they can't really spill the coffee, that doesn't sound nice. It just sounds weird. So when the person just says they're spilling the tea, that means they're telling you gossip. When you sip the tea, it can either mean you're getting in the gossip or it just means you're removing yourself from a conversation that you find awkward.
I see. Okay. I've heard young ones in South Africa, though, use the word to mize. And honestly, I don't get it. When somebody's mizing you, what's that?
Yeah, no, we're ignoring you.
You're mizing them.
Yes. If someone says, so if I'm speaking to someone and I don't find the person interesting, I mize them. I ignore them. Or if someone says if we're having a conversation and someone says something that makes no sense at all, I just say mize. Mize. Like, just let it go. Let what you've just said go and forget it ever happened.
Ignore it. But where does the word mize come from?
That's a funny thing. We don't know where a lot of these words come from. But a lot of them they find on socials, man. A lot of your local influencers come up with these words. Like, you just have to have your ear to the ground, and I promise you'll catch them as they come out one by one by one. That's how we find these words. It's not. It's very rare that a person just brings it out of their head.
Okay, so what you're saying is, somebody might say something, it's catchy. And then it gains traction like a fire. You know, it gets, the fire gets more intense and then it becomes a thing.
Yes, that's basically how it works. So a lot of the people in Gen Z just like playing with your words. Okay. You know what I mean? That's why you'll never really find someone speaking something in a straight way. They like making up their own words in their own terms. And once that person says it, and the friend catches on, and the friend's friends catch on and so forth, it just becomes very...
I like that.
Contagious. It becomes very contagious. Suddenly now everyone is saying it.
Okay. And then they also say it's sending me. When it's sending you, what's happening?
Same as saying I'm dead. If something is sending me, it's making me laugh.
It's sending me to my death. So I'm still going there. And then when I'm absolutely enamored, I'm dead.
Yes, that's basically one way to see it. Yes, that is the first way to see it.
So first it's sending you and then you're dead.
Yeah, or they can both mean the same thing. I know it can be a little bit confusing.
Or is it sending you to heaven? where you're dead.
That's not where we are going. That's not where we are going. You know, so when we see something that makes us laugh and we say, no, this is sending me, it meant to make me laugh. Like, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out which one is heavier between sending me and dead. But yeah, I'm just gonna think dead is worse. But basically, when someone says something is sending me, it means it's making them laugh.
And it's not irritating you, because if you know right now, if I looked at the politics in the country, I'd want to say it's sending me, and I don't mean it's making me laugh. I mean like it's riling me up.
Yeah, no, don't say that. You see politics and you say it's sending me, it's not going to end well for you. Right? It will not end well for you to not say that.
So what do we say when we say it's really making me angry?
No, I don't think, I haven't heard of it.
So it means Gen Zs don't get angry. It means young people are not angry.
Yeah, I mean, if you see, especially in the Twitter side of things, we make a joke out of anything and everything. And I mean everything. there is nothing that can be considered extremely serious. I don't know why, but yes.
I think laughter is the best medicine, and I think it's a coping mechanism, because when we look at what's happening in the country, unemployment, and who's most affected by things not working out, it is Gen Zs. And so it's interesting to me that you haven't coined a term for anger and despair, which is hopeful, actually.
When you put it like that, yes. I mean, we make a joke out of anything, including things that are extremely dark. That's why you find dark humor, if it's shown to any of our parents or anything, they will not find it funny. If anything, they'll probably find it offensive. Ah. But to Gen Z, that thing that is offensive is just hilarious to us, because I don't think we have time to be serious about everything, right, man. You know, so right now, as things stand right now, the only way we can fight or even have some sort of hope with dealing with these things is just seeing the bright side to everything.
Okay. Quincy, stay on the line. We're still talking. But Reva has helped us online. She says, Lerato, women, especially helpers, usually met for tea, where they would share gossip about their employers. So now the term spilling the tea goes back to those original roots where women would meet to share some tea about their nasty employers. And Nate, or Ntate Morapedi rather, says, I once heard someone say, spill the tea from housewives meeting over tea to catch up on what's happening in their circle of friends. Yeah, so both of you are saying the same thing. And that's why you're spilling the tea. It's 10:22.
Getting you what you need to know. Power Talk. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
What is it that you need to know? The words of a new generation. Gaslighting has been announced as the 2022 word of the year. Gaslighting. It is a term that has been embraced by Gen Zs, people under the age of 25. They're known as Generation Z. But it's actually a word that emerged in the 1930s. So gaslighting, the act or practice of grossly misleading someone to another person's advantage, saw an increase of 1,740% in usage and lookups. And there's been a high interest in the word this year, but it emerges from the title of a play and a movie in 1938, where in the plot, a man is trying to make his wife believe that she's going insane. And when he's doing this, the lights in the house keep dimming, and he insists that the lights are on when the wife can see that the lights are going off. And then other people say it's like when you're using gas, you know it's there, but you can't see it until you strike it. Gaslighting. And so it's become the word of 2022. And there are going to be many of these words that make it into the lexicon officially and into the dictionary, the words coined by Gen Z. So gaslighting, ghosting, no cap if you're telling the truth, and if you're lying, cap, 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 cap. in politics in South Africa. That's all I know. And when you are interested in information, you go somewhere where they spill the tea. And then when you think, oh, it's getting too hot for you to handle, you just sip the tea and walk away nicely. And when it's getting very funny, you just say you're dead. We're in conversation with Quincy Mujela, brand influencer, who's also in the class of GQ's best dressed for this year. Just talking us through some of the popular words we should know. So you hear that gaslighting is now officially recognized by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and it's now common parlance, which means, you know, you're all starting to influence the pop culture very, very strongly. But please give us a demonstration on how gaslighting is used.
I think a lot of the times, mainly it's used in relationships. Gaslighting is a very big thing in relationships. Because I know it goes somewhere along the lines of a person trying to make you doubt what you perceive as reality, to put their own narrative in your head just so you start beginning to doubt yourself. So, for instance, when you catch your partner in an act of some sort, and then you bring it out to them, and they're basically trying to make you feel like you're seeing things or that it never happened. That is they're making you feel like you've lost your mind. And it's very weird, because in a lot of the cases, it works, and it works very surprisingly well, actually. Like, people are able to make the next person doubt. Oh, wow, sorry about that. People are able to make the next person doubt their own reality. And that's something I find both interesting and very daunting.
I think the politicians are trying to make us doubt our own reality. We're sitting here with load shedding, unemployment numbers going up, an economy underperforming, the rand losing its value, politicians thieving, stealing. And when we call them out, we're told we're crazy. We're being gaslit, people. That's what it is. Tumelo, good morning.
Morning. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
No, I'm laughing listening to this, and I thought, you know, I'm a first-time caller on radio, so, I want to compare. You know, the problem with Gen Z is just that these guys are on the surface, man. They're on the surface. They need to dig down. So I thought, let me explain the two that I know. No cap has an origin. Back in the day, so I was born in the 80s. We won't say where that is, but, you know, we're approaching 40, some of us. No cap was when rappers would say, you know, we're shooting each other, you come into a gunfight, and you've got cap bullets. And that's where no cap comes from. And as you see, we used to cap straw, grapes.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Pumping grapes. So that's where that origin comes in. And then the no tea, spilling the tea. In any gangster movie, you'll find back in the days, whether it's Peaky Blinders, that's huge, or you watch the American ones, all of these guys had a Chinese importer who was dealing with the Europeans, the Italians, the gangsters. And what the Chinese used to do is you have to go to them, you'd have to see a lady who reads the tea leaves. And she'd make you sip the tea, and you'd spill the tea, and then she'd read your tea leaves, confirming what was. And it's always her telling her what the English were doing or what the Italians were doing. And it was, you know, you go read your leaves, and that's spilling the tea. So those origins are there. They have a cultural background.
Okay. And so it goes back to wanting to know the latest information where you get the tea.
Well, it's rumors, right? You'd have rumors. This guy's moving this. You'd go to the Chinese and find out, what's this? And that would be where you'd confirm all your rumors from.
Wena. You're just ready for the new age. And when you get to the fourth floor, congratulations. It's not so bad. It's not so bad. I can assure you, it's not so bad.
Well, no, we'll be in the same WhatsApp group there now.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful show.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And then our last question, as we say goodbye to you, Quincy. Endless says her daughter, when her daughter wants to say something nice to her, she says, "Mom, you're a striker."
Oh, that's a beautiful one. That's a beautiful one. Listen, it works. It works. I think the best, they say that because strikers are leaders, you know. Normally, they're leaders. Them scoring carries the team across and everything. So if you look at it like that, she's basically just saying that her mother's the number one, man.
Is a winner. Like
She's winning. She's carrying everyone in the palm of her hand, on her shoulders.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's basically what she's trying to say. That's actually a beautiful one, because striker goes in many, many ways.
Listen, Quincy, we love the conversation. Thanks for, again for our 2.0 lesson on the dictionary words from Gen Z. And even if our politicians are gaslighting us, ladies and gentlemen, I truly believe that South Africa is a nation of strikers. That's you and that's all of us. So let's not lose hope.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.